climate change. It's a term we've all heard about in the media, and it's an issue that's increasingly impacting on the decisions we make about the way we live, the things we buy, and the choices we make when we build or renovate. The fact is that Australia's environment and way of life is under threat from climate change, and more of us are realising that we need to play our part in tackling this very important problem. Scientists and peak environmental bodies from all around the world have advised that the world is warming and higher levels of carbon pollution risk environmental and economic damage. So why is this such a big issue for Australia in particular, and why do we need to take action? Here's John Connor, the CEO of the Climate Institute.
Australia is one of the countries that's most exposed to the impacts of climate change. Greenhouse gases have been described as steroids for our weather systems, and as one of the countries with one of the most extreme natural cycles, and we've seen that obviously in spades across the country in the last few years in terms of droughts, floods and fires, then climate change is a real threat to our way of life and the way we work. There are some cost estimates there that it could increase our cost of living some 20 times and the impact just even on food alone. So these are a variety of reasons, let alone questions of what future environment might be, number of our environmental assets, and of course quality of life amongst some of the poorer countries as well who are less placed to help tackle it.
The fact is that the evidence that the world is getting warmer is exceptionally strong and beyond doubt. Global average temperatures have risen by around 0.7 degrees Celsius over the last 100 years, and the decade of 2001 to 2010 was the world's warmest decade on record. In Australia, each decade since the 1940s has been warmer than the preceding decade. The key way we can address this change is through reducing our carbon emissions, and there's plenty of good reasons why we should do this as a matter of urgency. Anna Scarbeck is the Executive Director of Climate Works Australia.
First and obvious reason is that there is a scientific imperative, that there is absolutely no doubt now from the evidence of the world's leading scientists that we must stabilise global emissions and begin to reduce them this decade if we are to avoid the dangerous effects of climate change. But closer to home, those reasons become very prevalent when we think about what the consequences of dangerous climate change are, including health impacts, habitat impacts, livability impacts, and pricing impacts as we think about increasing scarcity of some of the resources that we currently take for granted from our natural environment. Fortunately, the good news is that much of what we need to do to reduce our emissions also has win-win benefits for us in terms of improved productivity or lower energy costs or improved air quality and ecosystem health.
The results of a warmer climate could include more frequent and severe extreme weather events, such as droughts, heat waves and bushfires. We could see severe damage to vital ecosystems and environments. Left unchecked, climate change will also pose major risks to Australia's economic prosperity. So we need to be acting now rather than later to cut our carbon pollution.
That scientific advice that I referred to tells us that we need to reverse the growth in our emissions this decade. Now, we're in 2012 already, so there are only 8 years left of this decade. And the growth in our emissions at the moment is travelling upwards at a very fast rate. We need to completely reverse that, and so that is a fundamental change in the equipment that we use, in the way we structure our economy and the way we price basic inputs such as electricity. And to do that work, and to do it in a way that is not too disruptive to us all, we must start now. The later we start, the more expensive it gets and also the more disruptive it gets. ClimateWorks' research has shown that in fact it is possible to maintain economic growth and our current way of life while reducing our emissions by at least the minimum amount the scientists say we need to this decade. But that research depends on us starting now, and it will get harder if we wait longer.
That was Anna Scarbeck from ClimateWorks Australia.
You're listening to Our Country, Our Future, produced with the support of the Department of Climate Change and Energy Efficiency.
The world is moving to a clean energy future, and countries all over the globe are already taking action on climate change. Australia generates more pollution per person than any developed country, so we need to play our part and make a change. And as Giles Parkinson, the editor of Renew Economy, says, acting on climate change could in fact open up a new range of potential economic benefits to Australia.
Australia has actually got to work a lot harder than other countries because we're so far behind the eight ball in terms of emissions per capita, just the carbon intensity of our industry, the carbon intensity of our energy grid. So to wait until the last possible moment to act is probably going to add the cost, add to pain, the hardship, and it probably makes sense that we act now. Also because there's probably another economic reason is that countries taking the initiative now probably position themselves better for what's called the green economy. Some people think that doesn't exist, but we already know that more money is spent in renewable energy each year than fossil fuel energy, and that amounts to about $270 billion a year. That's going to increase quite quickly over the coming years. So this green economy, so it's worth a few hundred billion dollars a year now globally. It's probably going to be worth a couple of trillion by the end of the decade. So it's nothing to be sneezed at. It's nothing to be dismissed. And that's probably a market and an economy which Australia has every interest to be part of.
For an independent and reliable source of information about the science of climate change, the international action being taken to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and the economics of the carbon price, visit the Climate Commission's website at climatecommission.gov.au.
The Our Country, Our Future project is supported by the Department of Climate Change and Energy Efficiency.